This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Terps win in Nebraska last night, 83-75. They take on Iowa Sunday evening. And just how good is this Maryland team? Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Andy Katz, part of Big Ten Network. He was on the postgame show last night, also with NCAA.com. It joins us now. And Andy, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. So, in your opinion, how good is this Maryland basketball team?
Well, they are good enough to go on a deep run. Can they get to the Final Four? Why not? I mean, last year, NC State got there.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, Miami and FAU and San Diego State. This starting five is, you could argue, as talented, if not more so. So why not?
Well, let's continue sort of the discussion you and Mr. Hummel were having after the game last night. And there's two sides of this, right? As you guys alluded to, Jason Yellen from Maryland's SID put out, it's the highest scoring starting five in the country. And only Kentucky's had more games this year where everyone in the starting lineup was in double figures. But they got nothing from the bench. And how does Willard sort of play this? Does he need to lean into continuing to, you know, when Kapari's back, giving him more run? We know that Geronimo is a tough guy, but finding more scoring options, does Jay Young need to get a little bit more of a look? Do they need DHS trying more shots to try to develop something to give them a little more depth and length when we get to March?
So I don't think the scoring is the issue. It's all about, what can they get spelling the starters? You know, and that's, to me, it's more about foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because endurance at this time of the year, these young people, they can play 38, 40 minutes. So I'm not worried about that. And in the NCAA tournament, you get longer timeouts. So I don't think that's a problem. It's all whether or not they get into foul trouble, especially obviously Queen and Reese. And so it's, you know, can Geronimo give them, is it, you know, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it's going to be, spelling both positions, you know, just to give those quick breaks when there might be foul. What if someone gets two fouls, you know, 10 minutes into the first half? Those are more the issues, I think, where they need the bench, not necessarily scoring to win a basketball game.
Andy, Derek Queen, back-to-back great games for him. He's really starting to heat up again. How would you handicap his chances of winning Big Ten Freshman of the Year?
Well, I went on a little bit of a soapbox today and last night. I think he's in the pole position right now. Kasperis Jakaciūnas from Illinois would probably be 1B right now. You know, he had that little stretch where he was hurt. A lot of turnovers at one point. You know, this is the interesting discussion. And I think that people have to, you know, we have no nuance in today's society. So it's not an award for the most talented freshman. Because if it were, then obviously it would be, well, not maybe not obvious, but it would likely be either Dylan Harper or Ace Bailey, because they will likely be, you know, top three picks.
Yes.
Like five or six picks ahead of Derek Queen. And, you know, we'll see. Are they better NBA players? We don't know. But winning matters. Rutgers is near the bottom of the league. Maryland's got a, still a great shot to potentially get that last, you know, I think that probably the fourth double bye is going to still be up for grabs in the Big Ten tournament. So, you know, winning matters. And they've won on the road. And so that, you know, that's why I would put Queen one, Jakachonis two. And, you know, then it becomes, you know, Bailey, Harper, Mobley from Ohio State, John Mobley. And, you know, it's pretty really, it's a really good five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CJ Cox from Purdue could be on there. Zoom Diallo, again, great freshman year for Washington, but they're at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm pushing Queen right now, but I think it's all deserving.
We're talking to Andy Katz. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. I want to touch on something or go back to something you just alluded to, and that's the double bye in Maryland's chances. They got six games left. They're a half game out of the four seed right now. Would you bet on Maryland being one of those top four seeds in the Big Ten tournament?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I mean, I like their schedule a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they still have to go to Michigan. We got that game in a couple weeks on Big Ten Network. They get Michigan State at home. We actually have back-to-back Wednesday Maryland games that I'll be at, which would be great. So I just think their schedule lends themselves to getting that spot. And what does that mean? That means that you're going to play a quad one game on Friday night or Friday, sometime Friday at the Big Ten tournament, which ultimately will continue to help you in your seeding in the NCAA tournament.
Well, we're going to be broadcasting from that Michigan State game from the Maryland Club, which is which is great. They'd probably feed you if you get. I don't know what time you get to the arena, but
come say hi.
Yeah. We'll throw you on air and get you well fed at the Maryland Club. How do you feel like this conference stacks up? Like, we know they're going to get 10 bids or whatever, but do you know there's years where they get a lot of bids and it doesn't play out as well as they'd hope in the tournament. Do you think that they can go the Big Ten head to head with the SEC when we get to the field of 64?
Yes, maybe not equal with Auburn and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Florida and Tennessee have had their moments where they've played really well. You know, I think Auburn and Alabama are sort of a hair above everybody, but it doesn't mean they're not beatable on a neutral court. But I think the rest of the Big Ten and the SEC is more than capable. And again, it's all about matchup.
Yeah.
And, you know, in years past, a lot of quick guards bothered Purdue, and we saw that, and they were able to get to the national championship game by kind of avoiding. Remember, they played Tennessee in the Elite Eight, where Dalton Knecht was, you know, sort of the big dog for the Volunteers, and you know, that was a good. I mean, it was a great game, but that was a good matchup for Purdue, and so that's who they faced in the Elite Eight. And so often it's all about matchups. And also what could happen is, just use Maryland. So let's say Maryland is a 4 or 5 and, you know, they're on target to potentially play like the number 1 Alabama or something like that. And Alabama gets beat. And now you're playing, you know, a number 8 New Mexico or something like that. You know, that stuff happens. And so that's why I qualify in saying they have a Final Four starting 5. So they can get there, but it all depends on who's in front of them. And, you know, as we said earlier, they got to obviously stay out of foul trouble.
Andy, we were just talking about the top 4 in the Big Ten standings, and it's kind of jumbled at the top. But right now, who is the best team in this conference for you?
I mean, I lean Purdue. I think they've got 2 all Big Ten players in Braden Smith and Trey Kaufman Wren. You know, so, but it's splitting hairs. I mean, on a given night, I'd say Michigan is right there. I think Maryland can be right there. You know, I think Wisconsin, Illinois, UCLA, and Michigan State are kind of all in that next group. Their records may be ahead of some other teams, but just in terms of collective talent, I would probably put Purdue, Maryland, and Michigan on one level. And then that other, you know, I guess it's 4 or 5 teams, you know, and sort of that next group in terms of overall talent.
Andy Katz, last thing before we let you go, you're one of the 18 school Big Ten with teams on the West Coast. Obviously, it's not about regions anymore. It's about the almighty dollar. What do you think of this new Big Ten with Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA?
Well, I mean, clearly it was a huge hit in football. Some other sports, obviously, like volleyball, big hit. You know, I think it's great in our sport that we cover, that I cover the most, because you're getting in other parts of the country, other arenas. I mean, look at last night in the women's side. The fact that was a Big Ten game, UCLA and USC, number 1 and number think they're six. That's awesome. You know, the fact that tonight we've got UCLA and Indiana playing in a conference game, two, you know, brand names in the sport. It's UCLA's first visit to Assembly Hall ever. I mean, they played them in Bloomington, but that was before it was built. So just, you know, it's great history. It's having, I think, opening new markets. And, you know, there is legitimate complaints, although they joined, from the West Coast schools because they have to travel more. But there really is no complaints, I don't think, for East and Midwest teams to go one time to the West Coast.
Andy Katz, thank you so much for your time. Great stuff. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And Katz, you can see him on Big Ten Network, NCAA.com. We'll come back. Lamar Jackson. Some are saying he should get his contract restructured. No. There should be a new deal. Some necessary roughness. We'll explain next here on The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.